Hey guys, welcome back. Today I'm sitting down with Bianca Harris, who is the founder and creator of WIP, which stands for Women Inspiring Passion and Purpose. On today's episode, we talk about how she got started doing what she's doing right now, a little bit about mental health, self-care, rituals, and whatnot. This episode is pretty freestyled, so I hope you enjoy it. Kind of all over the place, and there's not really one direct theme, but it is a lot of fun. So I hope you enjoy, and I'll catch you soon.
So, what is WIP for people who don't know?
Yes.
I feel like a lot of people do know.
Yeah, it's evolved a lot since we started it from the beginning, but I like to just describe it as an empowerment company, and we do large scale events and digital content to simplify it. Mm-hmm. We do all kinds of different events. Like, we just did a meditation event. We've done like branding workshops. We've done huge conferences. We have our podcast. We do like a lot of our digital content through social media. So that's how I would kind of describe what we do, but it's always evolving and changing so much that it's like rapidly. Yeah. So that answer might change in a couple months. Who knows? A lot of what we're focused on now is more to do with like wellness, because the conversation was just naturally going there anyway, even if we were doing like a really like structured workshop about like branding, it still kind of came back to that for some reason. So yeah.
And I think wellness is such a broad term right now, and like so many things fall under that like well umbrella. So it's like, yes, are you working out? Are you mentally well? Are you eating well? Like, there's so many things that come with that, and I think that's great. And also, did the podcast come first?
No,
it came after.
Yeah, definitely,
it came after.
Yeah. I think we had started the brand about a year, and then I started the podcast.
Is it just you
on the podcast?
Is it no, like WIP? Like,
it's, no, it's, I have a whole team.
Oh my god!
So there's about six of us now.
Yeah. But you are the founder. Are you the founder?
Yeah. I have a brand manager. Her name is Taylor, who's amazing. And I have a couple girls who run the social media. And then I have like creative freelancers that we hire out, like to do like our branding and stuff.
Yeah.
That's been the really challenging part, is finding the right team and people that actually are really enthusiastic to be there.
And also vibe with one another.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's not easy to do. So it took a long time, and I'm sure it'll change again, but, I'm like, would not be able to do any of this if I didn't have a team. No way.
Yeah. And it's also, like you said, it's even growing now. And so help is always wanted, people. So are you still doing the makeup thing, or like not so much?
Yeah, I still do it. But it is something that I'm kind of like transitioning out of. And it took me a long time to even want to say that out loud, because I had worked so hard to be able to freelance.
Like,
to be able to freelance and not have another job, that's just all you do, is like, you know, it's a lot of work, and it's something that I was like striving towards. So then I got there and I was like, yeah, but I'm still like, I was finding myself being on set and being like, I literally hate this.
Yeah.
And I couldn't say that out loud, 'cause I was like, fuck, what am I going to do next? Yeah. Right. So that kind of like started bubbling inside of me, and like, I'm so appreciative of the career that I've had in terms of makeup and like what it's taught me and the people that I've been able to meet. Like, so appreciative.
And the industry's also like, it keeps growing.
Yeah, totally. And there's so many different opportunities within it, but just for me at this point in my life, I know I have to be honest with myself and take the next step.
Yeah. And if it doesn't feel right every day, then it's definitely not, it's not something you should be doing.
Yeah. No, of course.
So why don't we get into the conversation of mental health? I think that on social media in general, you are a huge advocate for self-care through just taking time for yourself. And like, why don't we just talk a little bit about your journey, if that's what you're open to?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. What do you want me to answer? Like, how I kind of like, ask me again.
Ask you again.
Yeah. Like, what do you,
so how has this year been for you in terms of like, taking a step back and taking time for yourself? Okay. And like,
got it,
that way
makes sense. I would say last year I didn't focus on it at all. So I was literally obsessed with work. Like, I didn't see my friends, I didn't see my family. I was like obsessed with like work. and mental health went like right out the window. I mean, I don't know. Even the term mental health for me doesn't work.
I don't like that word.
It doesn't feel, because it's just like, I don't know. It's.
So do you want to quote it as like?
I don't need to quote it as anything. I just like, all I know is I was neglecting a lot of things in my life. I've struggled with addiction probably since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm only realizing this as I'm older. And I'm like, oh, that started there. So it started with food for me. And I remember getting older and it turned into shopping. Like it was sugar. I was obsessed with sugar. Yeah. And then shopping and then alcohol and drugs. And that completely took over my life. So, yeah. I mean, I think that I'm grateful that I went through all of that and still am going through it because it's not going anywhere, you know, like, especially with food.
Yeah.
Like it kind of came down to the original source when I got all the other shit out of the way and you have to eat.
Yes.
So, how do I describe this? I don't know. I guess my like mental health journey and taking care of myself, I should say, started with all of that. Like I was just like not taking care of myself and I was run down and I was exhausted and I was tired and I was just not happy. I think just like I started doing yoga and I started meditating. My mom's been a yoga teacher since I was a kid and meditating. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't care. It's like, it didn't have any effect on me until recently.
That's so funny. I know to your mom's a yoga teacher and you were just saying how much you hated it.
Yeah. I hated it.
Yeah.
I grew up, like I was a dancer from 3 until like 18. So like that for me, I was like, yeah, go do your yoga. Like it's not going to do anything for me. Like I was just like,
I can't zen out like that.
Yeah. I was disconnected from it. But, I was going through this addiction and I was like, I need to like do something. I don't know what possessed me. I was like, I'm just going to go sign up for this class. I didn't even tell my mom. I didn't do anything. I just went. And anyway, through that journey and just like realizing like through my meditation and calming down and listening to a bunch of stuff and I'm like a podcast junkie and doing tons of research and reading. I just like started to realize what was actually going on. And like, I was a work addict, like any kind of addiction that you can have, like I've had it all.
Yeah.
And really what it comes down to is like you avoiding things in your life and not dealing with them. So I had to start dealing with my shit and dealing with like people in my life and things that have happened in my life. So I don't know. I think your like mental health journey, whatever that really means, doesn't end until you die. Because
it's ongoing.
Yeah, it's ongoing. And I think what's so cool about right now is that everybody's talking about it more. Mm-hmm. I think that's really interesting. Like even my mom brought it up. She's like, you couldn't even talk about this when I was growing up. Like you could, like this was, she's like, so it's so interesting to see you guys in your generation and you guys are much more open about it. And I never even thought about that. I was like, yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers the question.
No, it does. And yeah, I think journey is like a weird term. I don't even know why that kind of just came to mind, but it's more so your feelings towards it. So would you also say, like you said, you were listening to podcasts and all that. So by everyone just talking about self-care, you were able to kind of like click and be like, hey, what am I doing for myself to kind of like help myself with that? So would that help with your like realization?
No.
No.
What it was for me was literally being like at the bottom. Like I was so depressed. But like everyone thought I was doing great because I was killing it at work. And it's like, that's what we value in our society and our culture is like, if you're doing amazing at work and you're killing it, then like you're doing great. And I wasn't doing great. I was fucking depressed.
Yeah.
I was tired. I was like lonely because all I was doing was working. And like, I had lots of people around me, but it's like no real connection. Cause it was just like, I was like so focused and that's great, but you have to balance it out. Yeah, I don't know. It's something that I'm still like working through. So it's almost hard to answer that. But I do know is that like, if I don't meditate and do my practice every day now.
Yeah.
Or like take some time for myself, like I'm just a disaster.
It's like, what are your daily rituals like now in terms of like meditation and yoga? You're doing it every single day?
Yeah, pretty much. And if I'm not, like I was just at my dad's in Florida. And if I'm not, like, I'll go to a class or workout or something, or I have to like listen to something that's like feeding my mind in some way.
Yeah.
I just have to at this point, because when I start neglecting that's when other things come into play and I'm trying to use like outward sources to make me feel better.
Right.
Cause that's what everyone does. Right. Like everyone wants to grab something to help them make, to help them feel better, whether it's shopping or spending or, you know, everybody has their thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what I started to come to realize. So I was like, I didn't ever want to talk about this out loud. Like I was like, I'm going to the grave with this. Like no one needs to know this.
Yeah.
But I know that if I'm going through something like that, there's like tons of other people that are.
Do you find yourself like with your friends also having more of like an open conversation and dialogue about this?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. For sure. Like you start saying things to people where you're like, I can't believe that just came out of my mouth. And then they're also like, yeah.
And they're like, yeah, totally. I feel the same way. Yeah. And you're like, wait, what the fuck? Like I would have never known unless I said something. And then it's like kind of.
And
like,
then they're telling you this whole story that they've gone through. And I'm like, wow. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Especially even with my mom. Like we've had conversations where I was like, whoa, she told me things that I'd never would have thought that she went through. So yeah. It's just like about sharing what you're going through and not keeping it all over here. Yeah. You know, has made like, and it also like, if I don't get it out of my system and talk about it, and it becomes like this secret, that's when I'll start doing it again. It's like, I have to be, keep it out there in the world and not in my brain so mm-hmm. that it keeps me accountable too.
Yeah, no, definitely. So what is your kind of like take on this whole wellness trend now, how it's like up and coming? Do you find like, I don't want to say the word saturated, like oversaturated, but like, do you think it's like, it's too much now? It's getting aggressive to some point. And like, everyone's trying to be like, well, you know, we're the friendly approach. And like, okay, so who's not the friendly approach? Like, do you think it's kind of just blown up everywhere in like a good and bad way? Like, do you see kind of like flaws in the system? I want to say.
I don't know. I've always been the type of personality. So this is going to be like something on me, but like, it's like when something gets like that or it's too hyped, I'm like, I'm turning the other direction. Like, you know,
like same.
So yeah. So that's my own shit.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, it's just like anything else. Like, it's like,
do you think it's going to, okay, how about this? Do you think it's going to die down anytime soon? Or do you think it's just going to get bigger and people are going to get over it? Like,
anytime soon? No, it's still, I think it's still like, yeah, you have to look at it from both sides. Like, yes, it's great that a lot of this is happening, but it's just like yoga. Like it's becomes this big trend. And then there's a lot of bad yoga going on out there. And there's things like, what happens is it waters down whatever the original source is. Right. Which is like, that's what I always like.
And the purpose, like the purpose at the end of the day, like why you're doing this.
People want to make money. It's about capitalism. So if you're having an event based on yada, 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 it's going to generate income, right? So it's...
I agree with you. And I hate the word monetization because it's like, well, how are you going to monetize? And it's like, not everything's about monetization. Like sometimes like people just want to do something because they love it and they want to share it. But some person is going to hop along and be like, well, I'm going to make money off of this. Yeah. And we're going to make this into a huge thing. And it's going to be like an elite thing. And like... No. So I think at that point, my opinion is that's when it takes away the original core of what it's all about.
It can. I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm still like on the fence about all my answers today, but it's hard to answer that because it's not even hard. It's just like, my brain is like both sides. Like I see the value on it exploding, but like with anything else, when it becomes super popular and trendy, it tends to like water it down a bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the way I see it, I hope that, like, I like that the conversations have even been brought up. Like, now everyone kind of wants to take care of themselves, like, work out, eat better, which is great. Like, I'm so about it because it's something that I've grown up with and people needed to kind of understand, like, hey, there are ways to prevent X, Y, and Z and stuff like that. But in terms of it just, like, becoming now this whole, some people feel like, it's kind of like an elite thing and not everyone, it's not accessible for everyone. And like,
well, it isn't.
I mean, running outside is.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Of course.
See, there's so many things that people don't realize. Like you don't need to make money off of like, hey, you can just go for a run every day or you can meditate by in yourself. Your house. Yes. Right. You could do yoga in your house if you know how to do it. I don't. So,
well, you can turn. Yeah. But there's a lot of times where like, I know how to do it, but I'm like, I want someone to teach me and I flip open my laptop and I do it by myself at home. So
yeah.
You can, I get it. Like it's, but it's like, then I'll think of like my grandparents and it's like, do you think they had time to worry about self-care?
Like, no, but they weren't staring at a cell phone all day and they weren't staring at a computer all day. They had like, it's so different.
Yeah.
It is so different. And like,
I just find like,
take me back then. I'd love that show life.
Well, I don't know.
In terms of like not staring at a TV and like right. computer and like being drained by screens, like, fuck. I wish I
don't
could
know.
Just...
Like my like all time dream is to like move to a village somewhere.
Seriously. A village, a farm. Yeah. I would like the jungle, like something where like, maybe no Wi-Fi even.
Yeah.
That's what I would like.
I think about that a lot more than a lot. I don't know. I'm just like the whole, like, it's like, I think it's just like the buzzwords that I'm just like, I laugh at them.
Manifestation.
I'm like, you're going to put on deodorant and call it self-care. Like everything is fucking yeah. self-care now.
No, everything's self-care, manifestation, which like I'm fine because like I manifest myself, but now it's like, everyone's just like, manifest this. Like, what? Why are you talking about that? Like brands that like really have no connection at all. Like, for instance, Cosmo, like, talking about manifestation. Like, who are you?
Yeah, that's the weird part. Yeah. And it's, it feels like it's really exploded within the last 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and like
really exploded.
At the end of the day, it's like still like OG The Secret. It is just like on a different level. And like The Secret's been around for, I mean, I had that book on my table for a
forever.
While. Yeah. So it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything else, though. It's going to explode and then it'll die down a bit, and whatever is real will kind of stick.
I hope that it sticks. I definitely do. So what are your favorite, some of your favorite podcasts? Because it's weird. I've never sat down with anyone who has their own podcast. So you're the first one. No.
Have I? Maybe you're the first too.
Maybe. Yeah. No, you've sat down with so many people, though.
Yeah, but I don't think any of them had a podcast.
Oh.
Do you like doing it? What do you like about
it? I love talking to people. I love talking. I like talking to people. And also, like, if you look at me right now, like, I'm not really done up. And I find that, like, so many creative outlets that people put out there, it's like they want to look 10 out of 10. And it's about, like,
so it's
what
exhausting.
They're wearing. It's like, I don't have time for this. Even, like, YouTube, we were talking about, like, yeah. YouTube, you're still in front of a camera. You're still on. And it's like...
That was a big thing with me for YouTube when I was doing my channel. It was like, I had to like be on and done up all the time. And I'm like, just getting ready to do the video is like 2 hours. And I'm like, I can't do this.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of work that goes into it. Not that this is like easy either, but like, I feel like there's a lot of work that goes into that. But no, it was just a way for me.
This is more raw.
Yeah. Yeah. And people kind of like get to know your personality a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Than just like Instagram and other stuff that are out there right now. I feel like everyone's coming out with a podcast.
You have a cool Instagram though.
Thanks. So do you.
That's okay.
Go.
I find that to be a lot of work too.
Now, I feel like people think too much.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Well, I mean, it looks good. So good for you.
I just like things because of my makeup brain to be aesthetically pleasing.
Well, you're an artist.
So yeah, I like overthink things and I'm like, this is stupid. I'm done. I'm tired.
And also, like, Instagram's just getting weird now. Like, these ads.
It's so annoying.
And they're asking me surveys now. I got a Cadbury chocolate survey. I'm like, why are you asking me these questions about chocolate?
What do you think is going to come next? Like, this can't be forever. So there's something else cooking.
I want everyone to just, like...
to throw their phones
out. I literally just want everyone to just turn off their phone. Are you one of those people? Because I have a few friends that do this. I don't think I'd ever be able to. But they delete Instagram from Monday to Friday or from Friday to Sunday.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's their self-care detox, like their social media detox, sorry. I don't know if I'd ever be able to do that.
I've deleted it for long periods of time, but...
And when you do it, do you like feel anxious? Do you...
For the first couple of days and then you're like,
whatever. Do you like reach for your phone?
Yeah, because it's habitual, but like there was a point where I deleted it for like 2 months.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I felt like a different person. When I was in Europe last summer in Italy specifically, there was like, we're not using our phones here. Like, who's using their phone in Italy? Like, I would, and then especially when we were at my aunt's house, like there was no air conditioner, no Wi-Fi, nothing, right? We were there for a couple of weeks. I felt like a human being again.
Calm.
Not even calm. I felt like a human. My brain was working like differently.
For me, that'd be calm.
Yeah. Well, like, like my brain was working differently. I felt so much better. Like, I felt so much better.
I actually was overhearing I'm so weird. I was at a coffee shop and I was listening to someone beside me speaking. And they were saying that they delete Instagram for, like, long periods of time. Or, no, she fully deleted Instagram because now when she sees her friends, she can actually have a conversation with them about like what they're up to, what are they doing. Like, so their friends can't be like, well, didn't you see what I was doing on Instagram? It's like, no, why don't we communicate about what you did and like not reference back to a photo or that you saw online, like having a conversation like that, catching up with people just so like people don't know what you're doing at all hours of the day.
It's also just like, it's literally rewiring our brains and the way our brains work. So my mind is always like, okay, so in that rewiring, what's the next like 10 years going to look like? Like, what's the impact of social media? You already see it day to day, but like, what's the actual scientific impact of what it's going to do to our brains in the future?
It's going to be like Black Mirror.
I haven't seen that.
Don't.
No.
It's just going to terrify
you. I'm a documentary junkie. So like, if it's not a doc or like something stupid, I don't watch it.
I don't know. It's just like so worrisome and troubling. But I will say I've met amazing people.
I know. There's,
like,
again,
a lot of great people, a lot of great friends that I've connected with, like business people. I don't know. It's such a... Do you think YouTube's going to go away? Well, no. Like, I feel like I use YouTube as not. Google sometimes. Like,
YouTube
how
is only going
to
get bigger.
You think?
100%. I know. And
she knows.
No, I know. Yeah. I've had conversations with like people that are like... in that world, like TV is going to be gone for sure. And if people just watch YouTube, that's it.
And shows.
That's why these YouTubers have so much power, right?
That's so scary, the term.
YouTuber.
YouTuber. It's like they created their own like reality show. Some of them.
Yeah.
It's very powerful. Some of them are just like really stupid though.
It's very powerful.
Yeah.
Stupid or not, it's very powerful. Every day, because I have a channel, I'm like, fuck, I should get back on there. But I'm like, I would need to hire a whole team in order to do it how I want to do it. And I just can't do that.
It's like a light system.
Just like to have, like, I could just go and talk and then somebody edit it and fix and do the whole, like, behind the scenes stuff. Because I don't have the time to edit 3 videos a week. Like, who has time for that? Unless you're full on YouTuber,
people
right?
People who do it full time definitely do.
I can't do that.
I feel like this conversation took a turn for hating on social media. But I also do like it, I guess. I don't know. Well, Facebook died. Thank God. I deleted Facebook.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't have the energy for that. Right? It just turned into tasty videos. So it was just like food coming up.
I don't look at it that much anyway.
Yeah.
I've gotten better because I try to post and just leave. Like I'll post what I need to post because I do need it for work. And then I'll just won't look at it. Or if I do, I'll look at it like hours later and I'm not. I'm just becoming more and more like a hippie and it's like, I just want to meditate all day and sleep and relax. I'm like, I'm 31 and I'm feeling like, that's like, what's going to happen? Like, I'm like, but it's so hard because for me, it's a huge battle in my mind every day. Cause I'm such an entrepreneur and I like love work and I'm motivated and I want to create stuff. And then the other side's just like, I'm tired. I want to move to a village. So I'm always have this war in my mind.
Buzz term, balance. It is.
I don't believe in it though. I don't believe in balance. What is balance? Am I balancing a hula hoop? No, like there's no such thing. Like, I'm sorry. Okay, you tell me one person you know that life is balanced.
Okay, you know those like diagrams? Like, there's like three circles.
Yes.
And then it's like, you can't have mind, this body, to have spirit, that. Yeah. So I think it's like that. I really do. I think being this new age entrepreneur, which... social media is so integrated into the whole term entrepreneur, which is so effed up in itself.
Do you listen to Gary Vee?
Who?
Gary Vee.
I feel like I don't know anything about anything. What is a Gary Vee?
Gary Vaynerchuk, I believe is his last name. Is it like...
Gary, I thought you said Carrie.
Gary. Like, do you know Gary?
No.
You know Gary now? Okay, you still don't.
I'm going to search him.
I mean, it's just if you're interested in learning about social media and being an entrepreneur in general, he's next level. Like, he's going to scare you a bit, but he'll give you a lot of important tips and knowledge. And he'll also tell you which social media apps are going to be the new, like, he invested in Twitter, Tumblr way back when new people didn't even know what they were.
Yeah.
And YouTube, I believe. And so he always knows what's coming next and what's going to blow up. And he also is just like a crazy entrepreneur. So you should look him up if you're into that.
And anyone listening should also look him up.
Yeah. He's pretty well known. I'm surprised you don't. If you see his picture and hear him talk, you might know who he is.
Hmm.
Yeah. He's all over the internet.
Yeah. But I think what I'm trying to say in terms of balance, like, I think I would consider, I don't know anyone personally, but I think what I would assume balance is like I mentioned, kind of like shutting off for 2 days, but I wouldn't be able, I don't know how.
Because it doesn't work. This balance thing that they've sold us is bullshit. I'm telling you, I used to say the same thing and I'm like, then I started listening and researching all this stuff. And then Oprah said this one thing and she's my mom, right? So she's like, you can have it all, just not at once.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
But I think you're doing a good job right now. Like, you're meditating every morning. You're doing yoga every morning. Like, that's still, like, that calms you down. And that sets the tone for your day.
Totally. But, like, I have no balance in my love life. And yeah. I still barely see, like, my own sisters because everybody's so busy. Like, my life, like, I think that what we do as humans, and it might be a way of just coping with being a human, is, like, we compartmentalize our life. Like, this is my love life. This is my family life. This is my work life. Da-da-da-da-da. And then we're like, if all of these are balanced, I'm good. That's not the way it works.
And also, if all of these are balanced and you're not doing them all at 100%.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So I'm like, right now for me, like, I need to just like my brain, I need to like focus on my, like, well, fuck, can we get a new word? Can someone email me a new word for fucking wellness? Focus on my shit and my business. Like, that's like important to me because I'll always be like, yeah, like I want a boyfriend right now and da 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 da, and I'll do all this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, but if you really wanted that, you'd be going on dates. Yeah. You'd be putting yourself out there. You'd be A, B, and C. Like, if I really want something, I fucking get it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, no, my life is not balanced.
And for me, I find the same way. It's like, if I had an hour, people are like, well, don't you want to find someone? And I'm like, but I don't have a minute to myself. So how can I devote a minute to someone else? Or like, even my friends, like, my friend's like, I haven't seen you in 2 months. I'm like, oh, I didn't even notice. Like, I literally couldn't notice because I'm always like doing something. So 100% to what you're saying.
Right.
And you make times for things you actually care about.
100%.
I think we both need to. I think we need to make a chart and kind of like weigh things out right now. Shit. Okay.
Eye opening, right? A little bit.
A big sigh. So back to WIP. People love it.
Thanks.
What do you kind of want to see for it, like yourself? Like, I know it, you already do have a team, but you need more people to kind of like expand outwards. Yeah. But what would you like to kind of like, do you see a 2-year, 5-year plan for you guys, the company?
I don't have a, I would say it would be more of a 5-year plan. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can like dedicate a year per like what we want to do each year, but I do know that I want to make this like an internationally renowned massive company. That's what I'm working on now. Mm-hmm. And not that I want to, we are going to.
Exactly.
And
you set that in, you plant the seed.
Yes.
Not I would like to, I'm going to.
No, we are going to, definitely. We have a lot of things in the works that we're like really excited about, but I need to get some things worked out in order to make that happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what that looks like yet, just because I don't want to.
Yeah.
I want to.
That's fine.
Like, we're kind of like, we want to like step back and like work out the kinks. Like, this is what we're really shitty at. And this is what we're great at, and kind of work it out. Mm-hmm. And then also put something forward that's going to like be epic. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening for WIP. I've been really bad at being consistent in my podcast, and I'm really upset with myself because I was going so hard for a year and a half. Like, I was not fucking around. I was like, one every week. Like, I'm not playing.
And now I'm like, you said that, because like when I first was starting, I'm like, okay, like 3 badasses that have a podcast, and you were one of them that I was kind of like looking at to be like, okay, like how's she doing? Like, what is she doing? And I saw you're putting out so much, and I'm like, fuck, the bar's really high. I can't do this. And so I made a promise to myself. I'm like, okay, 2 a month and I'll be so, so happy. And then you get busy and then you can't do it. Like, it does take time.
Yeah.
And I want to announce, guys, Bianca's actually my last episode.
You're like, and P.S. we're done.
Yeah. Everyone's like, fuck. Okay, so Bianca's my last episode in Toronto for sure.
What does that mean?
You're my last Toronto person that I'm going to be interviewing for a bit of time.
Got it. So what do you want this? What's happening next? Do you want to say?
Oh, now it's turning on an interview to me.
Yes.
I want to do Women on the West Coast. There's a few women in New York. It's just like, I love Toronto, but it just, there's other people that I would love.
You want to expand?
I want to expand.
I got it.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
Do you want to do them over the phone?
I've never done one like that. And I'm such like a person, like, mm-hmm.
What I'm such fuck? A human.
I'm such like a human interaction. Like, yeah. I like being around people face to face, like vibing their energy and whatnot. So I think it would be like, I think I want to like go there.
Yeah.
Meet them.
When I was in LA, I did like 5-6 podcasts.
Holy shit. How long were you there for? In a week? Wow.
But it was also really interesting to see how accessible, like, it's bigger. There's more people there. There's more numbers. So you can get that to happen.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's just a matter of numbers. So yeah, do it. I thought it was really great and eye opening.
People love podcasts.
Yeah. I love podcasts too. So, I mean,
I know you said you've been like neglecting it. So like, do you like, are you looking to record more?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I kind of hit that wall too. Cause I was like, also wanting the conversation to be different and also trying to figure out who I want to bring on and like just the whole thing, you know? So that's kind of like what started it. I was like starting to feel like all the podcasts were sounding the same, to be honest, just because it was like very entrepreneurial. Like, let's sit down and talk to an entrepreneur. And it was a back and forth about hearing about their journey, which is awesome, but also not transformational for people.
Yeah.
Like, me hearing your journey is not necessarily going to help me figure mine out.
Yeah.
Right. It would be a great insight.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to help me. So I started hitting that wall and then I just got busy and here's a whole bunch of excuses for you guys. It's going to come soon.
I think excuses are fine. Like, you need some like buffer. Like, no, I agree. I think for what I tried to do is like the people that I was sitting down with, they kind of just didn't go into wellness right away.
Right.
You know, it was like, okay, so how did you leave your lawyer job So that's basically
which is great if some people want to hear that.
Yeah,
but there's already podcasts, you know, like that, and it wasn't like working hearing for
about
me.
So I always ask for feedback because like after an episode, if someone's like, I really liked it, I'm like, okay, tell me what you liked about it. And people are like, well, I loved hearing their routines. I'm like, okay.
What do you mean?
Like their morning routines or their beauty routines. I'm like, that is actually very interesting because for me, I feel like the way we work, we're like, one, don't care. Two, I feel like we talk about it all the time. So it's like, why would someone keep wanting to hear the same thing over and over again if like someone's like changing one little thing about their day that the other person isn't doing?
Right.
That's just me. I'm sorry, guys. I know you love listening to that. If you want to share your routine, what do you eat for breakfast every day?
I usually have like, I'm like, I'm going to answer it. I usually have like some kind of shake.
Oh, okay.
I have to have coffee and like, I've been like literally drinking coffee since birth. Cause I'm half Italian.
Really?
Yeah. It's bad. Like I drank coffee on the way here and I could go to sleep.
Wait a minute. Like, how old were you when you started?
No, like two, like my grandmother's Italian. Like, she used to put coffee on her cereal.
What did she think it was going to do to you? Like, wake you up?
No, like they just didn't think anything. Like, this is just water, whatever. It's just colored water. Like, fuck it.
Oh my God.
So I'm immune.
So she has a coffee and a milkshake. I mean,
and I have like some kind of like avocado toast fruit. Pretty healthy, but I'm trying to get better.
Yeah. Well, I have oatmeal every single day.
Do you? I can't get into it.
People either hate, people think it's weird or they just get it.
Do you have like the real oatmeal where it's like not that good? That's amazing.
It doesn't taste good.
Yeah, no, that's
amazing.
Oatmeal's
not supposed to taste like great. So what I do, guys, is I have oatmeal. I put almond milk in it, half a banana, and I put it in the microwave. So the banana gets hot and mushy. People either hate that.
That sounds good.
I love mushy banana. I love like
warm. What about a little honey?
I'm not a honey person. And then when I take it out, cinnamon and a spoonful of almond butter.
You have such an interesting personality. People have told you that, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not in a bad way. It's just you're very unique.
Thanks. I would like to everyone to be unique.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
I would like for everyone to be unique. I'm not a honey person, though.
That's fucking weird.
Unless it's hot water, lemon, and honey. But, like, I would never, like, sit there, never put it in my food.
You know what I really want to get into is flax seeds. But it's like, how do I eat them?
Okay, so you grind them up. Because when you grind them, they get activated.
You know how good they are for you, right?
What?
Flax seeds, how good they are for you, right?
Like,
next level. For like muscles and like lots of other things, I don't know. Anyway, sorry, I'm going on a rant now.
She doesn't know, but she knows. So you could just grind them, keep in the fridge, and then put them in your smoothie. You won't even know it's there.
Okay, fine, done.
That's so easy.
I know.
But keep them in the fridge once you grind them, everyone, please. Because if you don't keep them in the fridge, it like goes bad. you know, that's it. You're, why are you laughing? I'm not that funny.
Yeah, I think you are.
You know, I really wanted to be on SNL.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to love watching that.
Yeah, but then I realized it was live. I didn't
live
think live was actually live. And I was like, right. Wait. Because I remember what happened to, if anyone remembers. Do you remember when Justin Timberlake was just Timberlake?
When he did the...
And he was laughing the whole time. He was laughing and they like the show was like, wait, like he's literally laughing during his entire skit.
He
like,
couldn't help himself.
He couldn't help himself. And that would be me all the time because I'm always laughing at my jokes.
Yeah, that's me.
So...
But that's laugh at my own jokes constantly.
Yeah, you should be your biggest fan and you should think you're the funniest person.
I don't even think
person.
That. I just...
Oh, like... I think I'm the funniest person in like the room. No, I'm kidding. Because I just said I don't think I'm funny. But that's that. Any other rituals you'd like to share with the peeps? Or anything you want to talk about?
Rituals I like to share? I'm just a big skincare person.
You are. Well, yeah. You have beautiful skin.
I don't even do anything that's that like...
Do you do any like natural remedies?
I don't use moisturizer. I only use like oils.
Okay.
So I always switch those up, but that's like a thing now. But what I would say is no matter how drunk you are or how late you get home, take your makeup off because...
Oh, I thought you were... I was pointing at my water. I was like, I thought you were going to say chug some water. But
yeah. That too. If you leave your makeup on one night,
don't scare
it me. Will age your skin 28 days. Scientific.
What the fuck?
So if you leave your makeup on 12 times in 1 year,
why aren't you posting this somewhere?
I don't know.
People don't know this. I didn't know this. Not that I really wear makeup, but like what?
So if you sleep with it on 12 nights out of the year, that means you've aged your skin one entire year. Can you believe that?
So you highly recommend double cleansing.
I like when I used to drink and like party and be an animal.
Yeah.
Even then, if I got home at 5, I would take my makeup off.
What?
Yeah. It's a big deal.
I'm just a neat freak. So I only take it off because I have white pillowcases.
Right.
And it's just like, imagine waking up and your face is on the pillow.
What's your ritual?
For what, morning or night?
I don't know.
Okay, so my morning drink rituals, people think I'm literally nuts that I take
Tell
this
me.
Time. So when this is, guys, I actually have been doing this every single day for a very long, long time. Wake up. Go to my bathroom, spend 20 minutes there with like my skincare, whatever. Go back into my room, make my bed, get dressed, go back into my bathroom, put my makeup on. Then I head downstairs. When I get downstairs, I am drinking a cup of herbal infusions that I've like made days before. So it would have nettle and horsetail.
Okay.
Okay. After that cup is finished, I head over to my greens. So I put 1 scoop of green vitamin mineral powder, finish that cup. So that's already 2 cups of water in a span of like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Then I make sure I fill like, I'm pointing at a mason jar. So this mason jar filled with hot water and honey. And only once that is finished, am I allowing myself to have a coffee. And that's what I do every morning.
How many minutes?
Between what?
Total. All these drinks.
The drinks? 20 minutes.
How long is
your... And then I take the water. If I don't finish the water with lemon, I take it on the bus with me. But if I do, then I'm taking my coffee with me on the bus.
Right.
Because sometimes like you can't drink that much. It's crazy. Yeah, it's
you
a
know,
lot.
No, it's not. It's great. And I think that they say that people that have the same ritual every morning are highly successful people.
Are you saying I'm highly successful?
It's true.
Well, I hope
morning rituals are important.
They're so important. I think everyone should have rituals. I've always been an advocate of that because...
Do you meditate?
I've fallen asleep 3 times. We actually spoke to Ruby about this on a previous episode.
Does she meditate?
She
does, right?
Not religiously, but she does meditate. Every time I've meditated, I've either fallen asleep, I've downloaded Headspace, like, trust me.
I don't like Headspace.
Like someone's talking to you.
I love guided meditation. I just don't like those
ones. I don't
know.
I'm going to try to go to a guided meditation class. I have ADD and ADHD. So
it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Like I laugh, but it actually is very, like I'll open my eye and like see what other people are doing. It's hard for me to like calm down.
When you meditate, if you have trouble meditating or being still, it's just a sign of anxiety in your body.
Yeah.
And anxiety generally comes from hormonal imbalances. It's a whole fucking thing. And hormonal imbalances generally come from stress or food. So it's like this
stress
whole
or what?
Food. It's like this whole train of things that you have to worry about. Anyway, just curious.
I always talk to my naturopath and my acupuncturist about my hormones. Which ones? For what?
Acu.
Anne. And Matthews.
Oh, I don't know.
You have to go see her. Well, she's probably giving birth right now.
I won't betray my man.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Wang.
She's loyal.
I'm very loyal.
She's loyal. No, I know. The hormones fucking suck, and I was dealing with them. I really treated them two years ago when my skin decided to revenge against me, and it was like really rude, and I was upset, and I went to the doctor and said, you need to fix them.
Fix my face.
And so, yeah. That's when I discovered.
Your skin looks great. You have no makeup on, do you? Yeah. So fuck off.
But I don't like, people are like, oh, you never wear makeup. I'm like, yeah, but then when if I take a photo of myself, it's like, oh my God, I look so tired. But I'm not tired. I'm like full of energy all the time. But I feel like makeup sometimes like wakes me up. Like makes you look like.
And you don't like.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't like, when I have makeup on, I feel self-conscious.
Yeah, I get it. When I don't have makeup on, I feel self-conscious.
A lot of people say that too.
I don't care. I used to.
I just want to learn how to do a winged eyeliner.
It's not easy.
No.
And like, who has time to do that in the morning when you're drinking 4 cups of water?
Guys, like, people think I'm extra. Seriously, people think I'm extra for that.
No, I love it.
It's a lot.
I don't think that's extra. I think that works for you.
It does. Yeah. Oh, and make sure all the water that you're drinking is either warm or room temperature, because cold water is really bad for your body.
It is.
It's, people don't fucking get it, and they're sitting there chugging ice water, and I'm like,
so bad. It shocks your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never drink cold water.
Unless
it's sparkly. I have a real problem with sparkly water.
You like it?
Addicted.
You like it? I can't. It hurts my throat.
I love that feeling.
I love it. No, I don't know why. I can't get into that. And then what else? There's another thing. So one time, funny story, I went to a spin class, and I always have like two swells. One always has hot water. One always has like room temp. Stop laughing at me. And then I'm in the spin class, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to chug some water. And it was like hot water in a hot spin class. And I was like,
so stupid.
I didn't know. And I like looked at my friend. I'm like, give me your water right now. Like, I had to. I didn't know. How idiotic is that?
Really idiotic.
It's so stupid.
Do you know what I did once?
What? What did you do? She brought hot water in a class too.
I must have, when I was, I'm going to say I was like 16.
Oh, so way back.
Yeah. So you know how, like, I don't know if you did this, but I was a big time party animal. I put vodka from my kitchen into a water bottle.
That's
what you do when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
But I also ripped the thing off. Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I did
you
that.
You sound like me right now. Okay.
So I poured the vodka into the water bottle.
Yeah.
Fine. You go out. I must have brought it home and literally.
You woke up hungover, didn't know, wanted water, reached over, chugged the vodka. But
this was months later. Oh. So I'm like, for whatever reason, I opened my closet and I'm like, I'm thirsty. There's water on the floor. I should drink it. Chugged, no joke, half of the fucking vodka in the middle of the day on a normal day. And I'm traumatized. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that because it reminded me.
That makes sense because it's vodka, it's water. And then I had a friend who like had a similar story, and she goes, that's why I always drink like whiskey or rum now. I'm like, what? That's why you drink whiskey and rum, just so you can see the color difference? Like, that shouldn't be a thing. Okay, whatever. Makes sense. That's
good times.
Or what I would do is I would just shake it. Like, you shake it, and if it's vodka, it bubbles. And if it's water.
Who was thinking?
You weren't.
No, I didn't think very much for like 20 years of my life.
Oh my, did you like feel weird after?
No, I freaked out.
Did you throw up?
No, I didn't throw up. I wasn't a thrower-upper kind of hungover. I was more, it would like hurt my head.
I've never thrown up hungover.
Once, maybe.
Why is this conversation going in this direction?
Because I'm here and this is what happens.
Guys, she gave me so much anxiety. This is literally an unscripted podcast, and I haven't done that. No kidding. Not that they're scripted, but like,
you're
no direction.
When you listen back.
Yeah, I'll probably laugh. I think everyone will laugh. People like it.
Yeah.
Right?
And we're so different because I'm a Cancer and you're a Capricorn. So it's a very good bounciness.
I fucking love Cancers. I think Capricorns like, well, do you think Capricorns like Cancer? Like, what have you? I love Cancers.
What's your rising sign?
Oh, I have it written down.
Please tell me, because most Capricorns hate me and I usually hate them.
I have, I have co-star.
But there's probably something else in your chart that makes you like us.
I'll tell you. So I'm rising. Ugh.
What?
what I don't like.
Gemini. Yeah. What's your moon?
Aquarius, like Oprah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a lot of, yeah.
It's weird.
You got a lot of stuff going on.
What do I do?
Lots of energy over there. And I'm like falling asleep.
So I'm a good energy though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you've got to, that's a good, that's why you probably love us, because we need the energy.
Yeah.
And you need us to calm you down.
I'm so hyper all the time.
I love that, because I'm like, I could pass out at any moment.
People hate me in the morning because yeah. I wake up at 6 a.m. It's another ritual, 6 a.m. every morning. I wouldn't be your friend
at like till 1.
And I'm asleep by 2 p.m. Like literally, I can't.
Do you nap?
Do I nap? No, because if I nap, I feel groggy and gross.
Yeah, me too.
But thank you everyone for tuning in. I'm so sorry that this is one of my last episodes.
I have a question before we go. Yeah. Where do you stream your podcasts through?
iTunes. I want to go on Spotify because people too. Are telling me to do that. Are you on Spotify?
I'm just about to deal
How
with
do
that.
You do that? Well, we'll talk after.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just do iTunes and through SoundCloud? How do you do that?
Just iTunes. Through Libsyn.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Shout out Libsyn. Please sponsor me. I don't want to pay every month.
Yeah. Okay. Tell people to review your podcast.
Review my podcast 5 stars. And then on Bianca's channel, review it 5 stars. And that's it. Download, subscribe. I guess. What else do you tell people to do? I don't tell people.
Follow me.
Follow Bianca on Instagram.
No, follow you. Follow me too.
Follow Bianca on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. It's Lemon Water. Simon Says. Whip.
I am Bianca Harris.
Bianca Harris. Love you all.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.